It is John Gibson. It's the Morning Digestion for September 13th, Friday the 13th. All right, so let's deal with the debate. Washington Post, do they agree on anything except they hate Trump? No, they don't. This was a policy clash. New York Times tracked how much speaking time each one of them got. New York Times asked the questions, who won? Didn't really answer. This was the piece that I think really just drove me crazy. It's in the Washington Post. It's Dan Balz, who's the, you know, their big time political guy for many, many, many years. He said, on balance, this was the kind of night Biden needed. Oh, man. That is hard to imagine. If Biden is the New York Post, Biden stands out for all the wrong reasons. If Biden is a nominee, this is, it just looks to me like it's going to be impossible for Trump to lose. Biden's, started the evening strong. I mean, the first couple of answers, I thought he would, he kind of had it down. But as it wore on, and it was an endurance contest, as it wore on, he began to fall apart. Not only did he have trouble keeping his teeth in his mouth, but on a couple of occasions, he was hit with a pretty tough question, and he just plain ignored it. And started rambling about crap. I mean, the record player remark was really just kind of a mind blower. He veered off into, he was asked, if I've got this right, I mean, maybe I'm confusing a little bit, but I seem to remember that he was asked about a stance of his many years ago, I'll be damned if I'm going to pay reparations for stuff I didn't do. Which I think is a perfectly fine position to take, but he didn't want to deal with it, and he, veered off into some stuff about education and, keep the record player on at night so your kid hears lots and lots of words. I mean, it was just, I'm sure there were people out there who, if kids were watching this with their parents, who turned and said, "Mommy, what's a record player?" I know vinyl's making a comeback, but it was just it was so out of step that it just shows Biden is capable of really just turning on the word salad machine and saying almost anything, just free associating, saying almost anything. I mean, look, I know Donald Trump says stuff sometimes that just isn't true. Or it's only true in Trump's world, or something like that. But Biden gets to be incoherent. You can't understand what he's talking about or what he's thinking about. And Julian Castro just went there and on Biden's age, and everybody condemned him later. But this is what Trump is going to do. He's going to make him look like a doddering old fool. Castro was wrong about the actual factual matter that he attacked Biden on, but it was, hey, man, you can't even remember what you said 2 minutes ago. I mean, that is the kind of thing that Biden is going to face, and he looks ill-equipped to handle it. San Francisco Chronicle ran a piece. Biden gets a taste of what Trump would do, make him look old. And I think that really is the deal there. Elizabeth Warren was okay. She's pretty nimble. She was on her toes about her policies, but. Once again, I think that she's going to be made out to be such a radical if she's a nominee. I don't see how she could possibly win. Bernie had, you know, a throat lozenge problem. He'd yelled himself hoarse at some rally, and he wasn't doing very well. And he was basically just, you know, saying the same stuff he always does. I don't think there was anything new in there. He repeated, "I wrote the damn bill" line. And as for the rest of them, I mean, there's seven of them there who, you know, occasionally are interesting, but I don't think they're going to be the nominee. And if they were, they'd lose in a runaway. Beto O'Rourke, hell yes, I'm going to take your AR-15. Everybody loved him for that. Gave him a pat on the head, which Twitterverse quickly noted was a sign that they don't think he's any kind of threat. If they can praise him, they think he's basically done for. The other big story that kind of got lost in the shuffle, I didn't find it at all in the New York Times. Not at all. But it was in the Washington Post. The Justice Department approves charging Andrew McCabe. He lied four times to the FBI and the IG. He says he was just misunderstanding the questions. It's hard to believe. It's a pretty big story. McCabe may be on trial and may have to do some prison time. So it's kind of shocking the New York Times didn't even bother to do it. Donald Trump kicked off the GOP retreat with a 70-minute speech, an attack on Dems and their impeachment. China drops, this is the Wall Street Journal. I would think this is a pretty big story, but we'll see if it gives the farmers any relief. China is dropping tariffs on soybeans and pork in a reciprocal move after Trump dropped some tariffs. This is a Trump-related story. Pelosi refuses to answer questions on impeachment and walks off the stage. Social justice warriors, Sussex County, New Jersey. I lived there for a little while. A guy with Nazi stuff and guns gets arrested. It's in the New York Times. San Francisco Chronicle. The Stanford rape case judge, this was the guy who, swimmer on the Stanford team who found a, you know, girl drunk and passed out and sexually violated her, and the judge gave him a six-month sentence. He lost his seat on the bench, and now he's lost another job as a tennis coach. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, Washington Post, the priest who spent billions, excuse me, millions. Interesting story about a high-level Catholic priest. Came from the Washington diocese, went to West Virginia, missed his old life, and spent millions on luxury hotels and private airplane travel and so forth. Washington Post, the feds want Felicity Huffman to go to jail for a month. And they're arguing that house arrest would be a joke and a fine would be nothing because they got plenty of money for a fine. So it looks like she might go to the can for a month, which probably wouldn't hurt her. A month isn't just going to make her a star. The Washington Post, that dive boat crew out in Santa Barbara, they were asleep when the fire broke out. All the crew was sleeping and nobody was up keeping watch as they probably should have been. So I'm curious what you think about Joe Biden. And did he really come off okay last night? The papers seem to be convinced that he's still the leader, that he had rocky moments, but it wasn't enough to it wasn't enough to dislodge him from the leader spot, I guess. But man, when he goes bad, he goes bad fast, and it's really bad. And, you know, Trump will just brutally exploit it. I mean, they're both, you know, Trump's a little bit younger, not much, but Trump will make him look like he's 1,000 years old. You know, somebody's going to notice eventually. I mean, yeah, he's got a mouthful of false teeth. That's why they're so white. He's got a head full of hair plugs. We all see the old pictures of Joe Biden. He didn't have any hair on the top of his head. Now all of a sudden he does. old is going to become an issue. And so I'd like you to write me at host@johngibson.com or at the Bitch Box. Call me at 859-544-2766 with your observations about Joe Biden. Mine were, you know, Democrats are kidding themselves if they think he did good. I mean, I thought it just, the evening just opened up new vistas of Joe Biden's problems. Okay, the podcast coming up a little bit later. And your morning digestion listeners, this is free. Go to johngibson.com and purchase the subscription to the podcast. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter @GibsonRadio. All right, I'll talk to you a little bit later.